Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, joined today by Adrian LaFrance-Wells, director of the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Adrian, thanks for being up early with me this morning.
Good morning, Corey. Thank you for having me.
I know you've got a big day, so we had to get you started out bright and early this morning. A big commemoration and exhibition beginning today at the Monroe Regional Airport. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, that's right. We've got our exhibit opening, The History of Selman Field Navigation School, at 11 a.m. at the airport. This is sponsored by the Monroe Regional Airport as well as the Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. Monroe was the home of the largest navigation school during World War II in the entire country. And this school graduated over 15,000 navigators during the time. It also helped populate this entire region. So this particular school really had an impact on World War II. Louisiana as a state supplied over half the navigators in the Asia Pacific and the European theater of war in World War II. So we really helped win the war as a state, and specifically Northeast Louisiana.
And you have to think about navigating in 1945. You pulled out a map. This is kind of crazy. I've been on a B-52. There's a hole in the roof that you put the sextant through.
Right. Because
that plane was made in the late 50s, early 60s, before GPS. So you're talking about a guy that's got to look out a window, look at stars, figure out where they are, orient it on a map, figure out where to drop the bombs, and get his crew back safely.
That's right. It was very complicated and a very important role in flight at the time. And a lot of the children who tour the museum have never heard of a navigator. And of course, they've all heard of GPS on your cell phone. So that's how we describe it to them, is that a person was the GPS at the time.
The Selman Field area, let's talk about that for a minute, because most people don't realize how big this place was. At one point, 11,000 folks were stationed at Selman Field.
Right. It was 500 buildings. One of the most famous people involved with Selman Field is Theodore Dutch Van Kirk, and he was a navigator on the Enola Gay, and he was actually an instructor there at the school. I've got a sweet story to tell you. I got a call yesterday from Carthage, Texas, a lady who is 94 years old. Her husband was a navigator in World War II and graduated from Selman Field. He was shot down twice, and the second time he was taken as a prisoner of war in Germany for 18 months. So she was calling to let me know that she was sending flowers and she regretted not being able to be here since she's 94. Well, lo and behold, I get an email from Jeanette Heron, one of our board members, it was very influential in getting this exhibit up and running. She is here in Monroe now. She made the journey late last night at 94, and she's going to be joining us at the exhibit opening.
I've had the honor, I'm a trumpet player, played taps at
yes.
one of these navigation reunions many years ago, and unfortunately, not a lot of those folks around anymore.
That's right. And we owe so much to this generation. This date also commemorates the 72nd end of the war, in that Japan unconditionally surrendered. So it's really the spirit of 45 Day as well. And, you know, the level of sacrifice that this generation represents and determination, it's something that we owe them a huge thank you to, because we really do owe our freedoms to that generation.
So let me back up. You said the navigator on the Enola Gay
taught
in Monroe.
Yes, at Selman Field Navigation School.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So we wouldn't have won the war without that guy getting them to the right place.
That's right.
The event today begins at 11 a.m.?
That's right, at 11 a.m. at the airport. Come and join us. We'll have snacks. Texas Roadhouse is supplying rolls. We'll have smoked turkey from Silver Star. And, of course, Granny's Restaurant is also going to have items for snacks there as well. They just opened up at the airport.
Now, the museum always has cool stuff. The Chenault Aviation Museum. This is going to be inside of the Monroe Airport, right?
That's correct. This serves basically as a teaser for people to hopefully come visit the museum and also to show visitors coming to our area that we really do take a lot of pride in our history.
Now, this is, I was reading local artifacts that tie Monroe to the Selman Field and to the navigation school, right?
That's right. Video, images, and artifacts that are from Selman Field. So very important.
Very, very important, and very, very cool that you guys are doing this. And a lot of everybody who comes through Monroe will now get to see see a little bit about the history.
Come and join us and see what a contribution this school truly was to not only our state and our area, but to the war, winning the war. I also wanted to mention, Corey, that next Monday we're having an event for the Great American Eclipse, which, of course, is the first time in 99 years that the eclipse will travel across the United States. So we're opening the museum on Monday. We're normally closed, but we'll be open from 10 to 3 next Monday. We'll have food trucks, experts on hand. So come out and learn about the eclipse, and it should be a great day.
All right, all of this going on today, not the eclipse. You'll have to wait a week or so for that. The 21st?
Correct.
Is that right?
Next Monday.
So next Monday for the eclipse. Adrian, if somebody wants to find out more about the museum, how they can help the museum, when they can go check out the museum, where can they go? Is there a website?
Absolutely. They can go to our Facebook page, Chenault Aviation and Military Museum, or they can visit our website at chenaultaviationandmilitarymuseum.org.
That's Adrian LaFrance-Wells, director of the Chenault Aviation Museum. Again, the ceremony begins at 11 a.m. today at the main terminal there at the Monroe Airport. You can find out more on their website and also on our website at kedm.org.